This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
And it is brought to you by BooneCountyDailyNews.com, the local news service and source for Lebanon and Boone County. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com. I'm going to assume, again, because Nancy Greeno is not lighting up my phone, we probably have the audio up. It's brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, the Farmers Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, ProBike Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS in Michigan Town, Day and Ginda Funeral Homes, and All BQs and Flora, all giving us a helping hand at HoosierlandTV.com for the Party Line. Todd Berryman in the studio with Melissa Miller and Bill Gant. Melissa normally, but quite often remotes in. I thought that might be the case this week, but Melissa has graced us with her presence today. So thank you both for being here.
No problem.
I thought today I just played the part of Puddin'.
Feed me.
Yeah.
Change me.
That works. That works.
So... good to have you guys here.
Yeah.
I always come out of that morning show. My wife told me when she was watching, she wasn't even watching HoosierlandTV.com. She was listening to the show.
All right.
And she said, Todd, you really sounded a little manic yesterday. It was funny, but man, you sounded like you were just, and I'm like going, oh, lady, you didn't even see the video where I jumped up and kicked the chair back.
You stood up and everything.
And I'll tell you what, I didn't realize, first of all, how much I touched my nose during the show because, you know, there's a camera on me.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, God, have I gone gray.
Yeah.
But
you wear it well.
Yeah, but I mean.
God bless you, but I will say, to be completely honest, and you guys know this, I deal with type 2 diabetes, and a few years ago, my health service provider was a bit concerned because the numbers weren't quite where they needed to be.
Right.
And so she said, well, we're going to put you on Ozempic, and it's that stuff you've been hearing about more recently with the Kardashians and people needing to, you know, flash lose weight.
Yeah, exactly.
That stuff, if you've never dealt with it, is awful.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And I mean at a level of you come in, you eat two pretzel bites, and then you really can't do any more carbs. It's like that hardcore. It just makes you nauseated.
Wow.
Okay. It's like
and abuse.
Yeah. Yes. It's exactly like
for alcohol.
Like that.
Makes you. Yeah.
I actually to my healthcare practitioner, I said, you know, this Ozempic stuff, it's like an abuse for diabetics, and I nearly put her on the floor with
it. Hey, there we go.
County
for doctors.
And for those who don't know what an abuse is, this is what did Keith trying to get off of alcohol, and basically it prevents you from drinking more than a certain amount because you then lose your cookies. You bring it all back up.
Yeah.
And it's not a terribly user-friendly thing, but it does the job, and Ozempic kind of works in the same fashion. But I discovered, yeah, I lost weight, but that's when my face got sallow. I started to get more wrinkly. I'm all crepey.
Oh.
And also my hair went gray, like within a month. It just completely, I went from blonde to gray, and now I'm showing my age. So Ozempic, please don't, unless you're
Ozempic, darn it.
But they moved me, my practitioner moved me to something a little more user friendly that took care of the job, and so now it's like now I can kind of do that intermittent fasting thing that people talk about without it feeling like such a, like you guys remember, I was living on like ramen broth for a while because it's all I can handle. So just for the record, if anybody suggests Ozempic to you, I'm not saying don't do it. Just I'm saying be prepared for...
Do a lot of research on it. Yeah.
Be prepared for, to borrow from Monty Python, all the sluices opening up.
Look out. Yeah.
So
if you don't have to, try to find a different way.
I thought yesterday's show was really, really good. I hated the fact that Melissa had remoted in and you were having some internet issues, so you weren't able to kind of get into the mix with Julia Leahy yesterday.
Right.
Man, she was a hoot and so tolerant of
She was
us being bozos.
She was funny though. I was happened to be here the last time that she was here, and she was hysterical.
Yeah,
she has fun. Knows how to have a good time.
She is fun. Yeah, she knows how to have a good time. But she is really a promoter.
And they seem to be doing it in Delphi.
Yes, and deedly doodly.
Yeah, they've got quite a bit going on.
And the dog thing coming soon.
Oh, yeah,
you can rent, you can rent a dog. I mean, I thought that was something else. I've never heard of that in my life. So
I think that's, I mean, I know there's like the cat cafe model in some towns where you can rent a cat to have your coffee with.
Yeah. Oh,
But dogs are more fun.
Well, of course. They're more loving.
Yes.
Better cleaners.
And also that.
Yes.
The problem we ran into recently with Ruby, which is our Maltese, who I think has gotten to her full height. She's still tiny.
Okay.
My wife, God love her, she decided to get some of that fake moss to put into a potted tree. I may have mentioned this yesterday.
I think you vacuumed 12 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the follow-up is now my wife has decided we're not doing this anymore.
Okay, let go of the moss.
Once she got to the third sweep yesterday and I had done like 12 the day before, she's like, why are we keeping the vacuum in here? And it was just like, well, it's just going to have to be stark.
Well, I just to play devil's advocate, could we keep the moss? And are we that attached to the Maltese?
Yes,
really?
We are. Yes. That girl is so affectionate, and she and I are like this. She's not going anywhere.
Go to Hobby Lobby and get the fake grass that they use for the houses, the toy houses and stuff, and put that around it.
I thought about that.
That probably wouldn't. I don't think she would go after it.
I don't think it would deter her.
That's true.
This is a dog that won't stay out of the cat box. So
there you go.
Artificial turf isn't going to be a stopping point.
Nope.
And welcome to Party Line here on WILO again. Todd Berryman and Melissa Miller, Bill Gant. And our guest today was who again?
It's going to be somebody from Healthy Communities. I'm going to guess it's Laura Ultrabald that'll be calling in or showing up at 9 o'clock. Ken right now is researching that just to make sure we know who we're talking to for sure. But
and Ken will be kind of working the phone duty for us, which I'll tell you
today.
What.
Yeah, he'll be here.
I finally got to watch last night the HoosierLandTV.com replay of the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And you and Melissa, and here I am on the phone, and you're doing like color commentary the entire time.
There you go. I'm just keeping the
he looks a little frowny.
He looks a little upset here.
Trying to keep it going.
You know, yeah. Well, but today has been an exciting show. 659-3338 if you have any opinions on dogs eating.
On anything, yeah.
Eating out of cat boxes at your house.
I don't know what the charm is in that, but I've known so many dogs that do that.
I don't know, man.
Like, why is that?
I heard that it's that some kind of vitamin deficiency.
Protein or something?
I don't know. But
I'm feeding them good.
Dogs are not smart is what it pretty much...
I don't have to worry about that with my dog. My dog's not lacking anything. In fact, he needs to drop a few.
fat and sassy, huh?
Yeah. Willie puts on his winter weight, but I noticed this winter it seemed like he put on a little more than normal. So I don't know if part of that is age-related, but he's going to be 8. And I know in dog years, that's quite a bit. But
how
do you think he gained the weight? I mean, bonbons and golden girls?
No, he actually, he's been on the same. Yeah, you would think. But no, he doesn't get people food.
Okay,
he doesn't.
No people food.
He stays on the same diet. But I think just being older and maybe not exercising quite as much as what he did before. So,
But just like the golden girls, loves cheesecake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they make Dog Ozempic?
They do make diet food for doggies, and he's not real happy right now because we got some.
Yep.
And but I'm trying to blend it with his other, so maybe I can gradually get him converted over. Because when I put the bowl, when I put the bowl down of the diet food, he just kind of looked at me, and he looked at it, and then he looked at me again. It's like, and then he refused to eat. So,
Well, to be fair, I get why you're mixing them, but the line I remember, I wish I could remember the author, but the line about powdered milk, and you stir the powdered milk, and then you add regular milk just to kind of make it more palatable, and it actually makes it worse than either of the two.
Yeah, yeah, it's tainted. Yeah.
And I say that as a guy who will go to Sam's Club, and I'll get my little pizza combo or whatever, and I'll get a diet Pepsi, because they don't carry Coke products on the fountain, and I'll put in a splash of regular wild cherry because they don't have the diet version up there, and that can be quite tasty.
Yes,
but but yeah, the powdered milk and regular milk, just like, no, just give me one or the other.
And you say you did have a whole diet with just a splash of the wild cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you drive home after that, or?
Well,
now all the gray's making sense.
Considering the caffeine content that we're talking about here, after I've slugged two of those things back, it's probably wiser that my wife, who doesn't do caffeine, drives.
Okay.
Because I get very like I'm on I-465 in heavy traffic and listening to Helmets in the meantime. Shouldn't be doing
no
that.
No caffeine for you.
Yeah, he's talking about going gray because of his medical condition and everything. I can't use that excuse. I just quit using the bottle. Well, I started going gray because of
that bottle. No, now I get it.
Sorry. Because of family hereditary genetics.
Yes.
You know, early 30s is when everybody starts going gray in my family.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So I started going, getting the gray temples and that kind of stuff back in my 30s. So, yeah, you didn't know that, because it was amazing what you could do with L'Oreal. So.
I'll tell you what. Did you buy that shop, right? Did we carry that product?
We did carry it, but because CVS was right next door,
there we go.
I could just walk over and get it. So.
See, my sister and I have different fathers. I mean, technically, we both were, you know, like her dad is my adopted father, so you would never know by name.
Sure.
But my sister, God love her, got her genetics from her father, which I didn't have, and so she started to do the same thing. I think she started to get her first gray hairs in like her early 20s.
Yeah, all comes from my mom's side. My mom's side is Indian and Hispanic with a little Scandinavian in there. It's a little weird combination. You gotta go back the generations to find all of that. But
wow.
But the Hispanic and Indian side of it is the more prominent side.
Kinky ancestors.
This is like one of those jokes about people meeting on an airplane how do I soft pedal this? Physical attraction on the basis of ethnicity, and it's like, oh, what did you say your name was?
Ingvar.
Thor teepee in the woods.
Yeah. And Helmet.
Yeah, the Hispanic Indian side of it goes way back. I mean, that traces back to farther than what records are.
Mm-hmm.
I think the farthest they've been able to go back with it is like early 1700s.
Yeah.
Is where they've been able to track that side of it. My dad on the other side is English all the way. That was, I mean, there's even a crest, family crest from the House of Lords and Parliament and
all that. So you're royalty over here.
That's
something.
My dad's side, but I take after my mom. So the dark hair, the gray, all that stuff came from mom's side.
Well, and something on a related note to this, because you were talking about the going gray early. Martha Stewart on the front cover of Sports Illustrated. Have you seen that picture?
No, not yet. I heard about it.
81, but she does not look 81. And she's going for like it's like a one-piece suit that's on the cover, but she has the deep cut, and she is not looking 81 at all.
Now, what sport is she in?
She's one of like four sports models that appears on the front cover of Sports Illustrated. I think Megan Fox is another one.
Oh, it's like an issue with that kind of stuff.
I think it's generation.
Oh. Yeah. So yeah. Martha Stewart is looking pretty good, huh?
I got a little grief from my wife over that, and I'm like, I'm not a fan. I'm just impressed that 81 held up that well. 81 don't crack.
Just depends on genetics.
I'll check this picture out.
Yeah, it was tricky kind of digging out of that hole.
Yeah.
With the wife.
Well,
I'm like, no, I'm not attracted. You're the one who subscribed to Martha Stewart Living. I don't have a dog in this.
She's on there.
My deal with that is you can look all you want, just don't touch.
That's true.
Or to borrow from Garrison Keillor, you can get your appetite walking around town, just don't bring the tacos home.
Well, I just want to say that a deep V cut there, you know, mm-hmm. on Martha Stewart, you know what that is? That's a good thing, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She used to say that's a good thing. That was her thing. Sorry.
I don't know.
And here's the weather.
And she claims it's 40 years of facials, which I'm like, you know, okay, fine. 40 years of facials, mm-hmm. fine. She claims no plastic surgery. Okay, sure. I think some people are just genetically predisposed, as you say.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, like I think of my friend John Raybould, if he's listening this morning. Hello, John. His parents both have these freaky genetics where they're like in their 80s and they could pass for easily early 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Like his mom has not perceivably changed from the time John was a child to 50-odd years later. Never know.
Yeah, I wish that's the only thing I did not get from my mother. My mother my mother did not never did she ever look her age. With or without makeup, either way. She never looked her age.
Well, you guys have good genes in here.
So, but
it's good stuff.
I didn't get that side of it from mom. But anyway, that's all right.
So I want to mention a couple of things coming up Clinton Central High School having their football fundraiser, which is going to be this Saturday from 6 to 8 at the high school multipurpose room. They effectively got so many players that they need around $50,000 to cover all the additional equipment. This fundraiser is an auction of varsity players and coaches. They'll work around your house, clean the garage, clean your gutters, cleaning brush. And more details about that can be found at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and community events. Yes, do you have something to add?
It's a great program, but
to share with the group.
The first base we're going to need you to clean is the chemistry hallway. Hold on. I got to open this beer. Now I'm ready.
Actually, honestly, they did help. The football players did help clean the school.
No, I know they did. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was.
Oh, from the.
All puns aside,
but I think that's a really good idea. I like that.
It is cool. Yeah. I mean, the FFA's done it for years.
Oh, they do it every year.
Yeah, FFA has done it as a fundraiser for I know my husband went through it back in the 70s, so it's been going on for years that way. Rossville does the same thing. Their FFA chapter does the same thing. It's a what they call a work auction.
Or like putting the people in jail and then you have to pay money to get them out.
So. Yeah, it's similar stuff. But what you do is and I know you got something funny. You're ready. You're going to crack.
I just have a question. I promise.
Go ahead. You do your question and then I'll do my explanation. But go ahead.
No, my question is just if these people are being auctioned off to do, you know, because it's coaches and players and they're doing their yard work.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So if you were auctioned off, what kind of work would you be doing?
Does anybody need some audio editing?
What would someone rent you for?
I'm
talented.
I don't know. It would just depend on.
Need me to put together a playlist for a party?
I mean, I don't. Yeah. I could do that too, but I don't know. I do yard work and all that stuff outside. I do babysitting.
You're real talented.
Entertaining kids,
Not afraid of heights?
So no, I'm not afraid of heights.
Like me.
Are you?
I'm starting to get older I don't climb ladders quite as much as I did.
Well, Bill, you told me about her at the county fair and her shimmying up a rope
Carroll
or something.
County, the hog day.
It was just a ladder, but it wasn't, to me, that wasn't high.
But here's Bill going,
it's super tall. Wow. Russ went up and hung it in the morning, and he went way up this ladder and hung this thing up in these rafters.
Yeah. And here's Bill going.
We do this all day. I'm doing the camera. She's doing all the audio. Then it gets to the end, and we're packing up, and there's a storm coming, too, so I want to get out of there.
Yeah.
And also, I looked up, and I saw it, and I'm like, I'm just going to leave that up there and just pretend that I shot it. Because I'm not climbing up there. I'm not doing it. And I don't want to. I'm embarrassed to ask people to help me with it. Because it's all these giant farm dudes. Like, hey, excuse me, little boy.
Part of it.
And Melissa's like,
little boy.
Hey, where's that microphone? I'm like, it's up there. She's like, hold the ladder, bro. I'm like, okay. My hero. Yeah, still be there if it was up to me. So Melissa is tough.
She's got pretty good wheels, our Melissa Miller.
Melissa Miller gets it done.
Come on. Yeah, I'm just used to doing that. But you got to remember, I did fire training and everything, and I learned how to do ropes and rappel and that kind of stuff. So
her time in the Green Berets.
I'm telling you.
It was fun to learn all that stuff. I mean, I never had to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
Because my job was as a firefighter, my main purpose was a safety officer, and I went around and made sure that all the others that were going inside and coming out and all that, everybody was safe. Situations were safe, air packs were working right, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through the same trainings, and learning how to rappel was absolutely a buzz. I mean, I enjoyed that. I learned how to rappel. I learned how to go down a ladder. You see him slide down a ladder.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I learned how to slide down a ladder forward and upside down, head first.
Wow.
Too. That was fun.
Well, now hold on a minute.
Yeah.
In the training, you learned how to slide down the ladder head first.
Yeah.
When would you use that? Is that to like dive out?
If you had to get out in a hurry and you had to get away from stuff.
Oh, you trained to do that?
You can. Well, yeah, because you're not only there to save other people's lives and make sure other things and people's personal property are safe, but you guys keep track of your own butt.
I get where Bill is trying to handle this, because this sounds like a skill you would learn like for a remake of The Exorcist.
Yes, or Cirque du Soleil. That's wild.
It's just one of those things that you learn how to do just to basically help protect yourself as well. Mm-hmm. You know?
So she's telling us about that, and I'm thinking, I can do Hawaiian nose humming.
But do it.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
A ladder up to the third rung.
The challenge of the whole thing is to do it with all that 50 pounds of gear on.
Yeah.
And if you've got an air pack on, that adds another. Well, they're a lot lighter weight now than what they used to be, because they got the compressed air bottles now.
You make Charlie Sheen look like a lightweight, because he was talking about when he did the movie Platoon.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about they had a guy named Dick Dale as a technical advisor. He handles a lot of those military films. And here's Charlie Sheen, and he's got his backpack, and he's putting like styrofoam and stuff in it. And Dick Dale was like, nope. And he, or Dick Dye, rather. And he took all that out, and he just basically loaded a boatload of rocks into the backpack, said, you're going to look like this. But Charlie was saying, it was like 25 pounds of rocks. And I'm thinking, and here she is with 50 plus.
Yeah.
Lightweight.
Melissa says, hold my beer.
I mean, honest to God, I could not do it now. I couldn't do it now. But back in the day when I was younger.
That's okay. I mean, you did do it. So.
They used to play basketball. I don't know. Were you working at ShopRite when we still had the basketball team?
No.
We had in what they called the adult leagues here in town.
Yeah.
Different businesses had basketball teams.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they were only in the league. They wanted to call it a men's league, but they couldn't because there were two girls.
Right.
Me and another girl who played for another team. But we were the only girls in the league, and I used to have fun playing because they wouldn't guard us as close, thinking that you couldn't handle it, couldn't shoot or anything. And I was a guard. I played a guard, a forward in school. So
they underestimated.
I was used to shooting from a 3-point line when there wasn't a 3-point line.
You know, I could understand some of that if you came walking on the court and you know.
Well,
do people know who this is? She's a firefighter.
I would guard her. I would dribble. I'm left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody who doesn't know, I'm left-handed. But I would dribble right-handed all the time, and not let them know I was left-handed until I would go up and attack the basket or whatever.
Now, are you the same way? Like if you played softball, baseball, were you a left-handed batter then?
I can bat both ways.
So you've got the.
I'm a switch batter. Yeah.
Wow. See, my
but I was taught that way. I mean, my brothers taught me to play that way.
As a right-hander.
All four of us kids, you got to go back through the family history. Mother was left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
All four of us kids were born left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest brother and my mom, that was back when they were still switching kids from being left-handed to right-handed.
Same in my family, and they do it now.
When my second brother, the second oldest one, got to that stage of going to school, they had quit that.
Mm-hmm.
So the the rest of us are all still left-handed, but Mom and my oldest brother were right-handed. I mean, they're writing. Mom's was fairly pretty, but my oldest brother's is pretty atrocious.
Kind of looked like the pink Wolf Floyd the Wall cover artwork, didn't it?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Mom was very athletic. So was my dad. We grew up in an athletic family, and Mom learned how to do things both ways, left-handed and right-handed, because she would revert back to her natural hand, but then she was taught to do stuff right-handed too. She went to Lafayette, Jeff. She was an athlete up there.
See, I write right-handed, and I do almost everything else left-handed. Like if I pick up a guitar, my reflex is to go as a lefty.
Yeah.
If I'm behind a drum kit, I have to remind myself which hand to lead with, because my natural, for drummers, you'll sympathize. If you're playing a right-handed drum kit, it's high toms to low toms this way.
Yeah.
But my reflex is to want to go
the other way.
And so I have to do this weird little crossover in order to get the beats to land where. And that's why I'm not currently playing in a band.
Because you've got too many drum keys.
Because I've got the equivalent of two left feet.
You keep going up in temperate, you know.
Which, well, I'll tell you, you pull that on Glenn Miller's In the Mood, where suddenly it goes up.
Right.
So they used to make you switch your hand in school?
Yeah. They used to, I mean, the whole thing where you'd see it on TV where they crack their hands with rulers and all that stuff.
That's legit.
It is legit.
Do they still do that?
I don't know about, I'm assuming not on an academic level, but I know my family is still, they have that tendency to want to break people of having the left-handedness. So I think I've got like one left-handed cousin where they just decided to let it go. Yeah. So
I mean, doesn't that come from, isn't generally, like, you can't trust left-handed people? Is that what it is?
I don't know what the deal is. I just know that that's what they did. Now, it's weird for, like, in our family, that was a strange phenomenon that, like, Mom and dad was right-handed, Mom was left-handed, but for all four kids to be born left-handed, that's weird. That's a strange phenomenon. But out of all of our kids, Mom and dad had 10 grandchildren. Only one is left-handed.
Wow.
And that's my son. He's the only left-handed one out of 10 kids.
Because Melissa was not prone to go,
so
that's right. Your left is your left.
You know,
I didn't know there was a huge.
But he's he's ambidextrous as well. He can use both hands
to shock all lefties.
So we're actually talking about left and right and not politically. So that's good.
Kind of refreshing, actually.
If you were shocked or beaten as a child and not use your left hand, 659-338, we'd like to hear your story.
We are going to step away for a hot minute. Our guest is here from Healthy Communities. So
okay, then I'll step out of here.
We're going to take a breather, and then we'll come right back with our friends at Healthy Communities here on The Party Line on WILO.